A small gathering of protesters demonstrated outside the Mexican consulate today. They demanded that officials release information about the 43 missing students in the Mexican state of Guerrero. Amanda Skurlock reports.
Juan Jose Gutierrez represents Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition. He says that it's unacceptable that nearly a month has passed since the students were allegedly kidnapped by Mexican law enforcement authorities, and there has been virtually no information at all released about them.
And to date, we don't know where they are. We don't know if they're dead or alive. We don't know anything. What we do know is that there is no question in any Mexican's mind that the direct culprits of this human rights crime is the government.
Iguala City Mayor Jose Luis Abarca and his wife were arrested yesterday after a month-long search in a modest Mexico City neighborhood. They fled after widespread protests following the disappearance of the students. Guadencio Velez, president of the Federación de Clubes Independencias de Guerrero in California, was once a student at Guerrero University, the same school as the missing students.
Well, this situation is a nightmare for everybody now, because we know he was arrested yesterday, but all our questions, nobody has answers. We asking to the federal government, the local government, the state government, but nobody wanted to talk anything about it.
Gabriel Palacios is president of Club Garense Rio Balsas. According to Palacios, the organization and many of their members are from the states of Guerrero. He believes that the government in Mexico knows what has happened to the students, but is refusing to tell.
We need clear answers. We need the truth. We need our students alive or dead. We need it. It's not right.
The kidnappings caused the biggest wave of protests in Mexico in decades. Mexican activists here expect more to come. Amanda Skurlock, ARN News.